prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 7 June 2023. Welcome to tonight's program. We're glad you're with us, and we have a lot to talk about tonight, folks. Tonight's just going to me and you, okay? We listen to the radio or driving down the highway. We listened on a recording over the weekend somewhere in the Northwest. We're broadcast all over the Northwest on weekends. This is going to be a very important conversation. So I want you to stay tuned if you don't mind. You may hear some things tonight that you don't want to hear. You may not agree with it. But it doesn't change the fact, folks, that I'm telling you the truth, and you'll find out why. Before I do that, though, I have a couple of announcements to make. I mentioned last night that Truth Be Told Radio Network had a new feed up. I call it the White House Radio. Excuse me. It's WhiteStoneRadio.com. If you want to listen to some new gospel artists, I haven't listened to them myself. I don't know what kind of music they do play. But Kevin Gallagher, the CEO of Truth Told Radio Network, asked me to announce it. And I did last night, but I misread the text. It's WhiteStoneRadio.com. WhiteStone, just check it out, WhiteStoneRadio.com, see what it's all about, okay? And, of course, tomorrow being Thursday, Lord willing, I'll be in the office all day tomorrow, between 9 and 4 Eastern. I don't have anything to do tomorrow that I know of. Last week I had to leave early to go do a graveside service, which was an unpleasant experience in itself, and maybe sometime I'll share that with you. It was really a sad, sad day. Don't get tomorrow, be in office, take orders. If you want to donate something, I'd appreciate it. I do mean that. Again, thanks to you all for helping. And I don't have to even thank you. We got us through May, folks. Now we're facing June. And to see what happens, I have no idea. Just waiting to see what the Lord provides. But we're here tomorrow if you want to talk to us. You can call us toll-free if you don't have long distance at 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, you'll save us money if you'll call us on our toll line at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We do want to hear from you. I do mean that. Whether you place order or not, folks, I'd love to talk to you. If you want to call and ask questions about scriptural things, if I can help you in the spiritual matters, I would love to do so. This is what we're all about, that, folks. It's what the ministry is here, is to open people's eyes to the truth. And those that don't know Christ, may even tell me how they can know Christ as their personal redeemer. And those that truly are born again, help them maybe understand how they can be more effective in the witness every day. Folks, this day you've lived is a day almost gone. Toast anyway. It's after 8 o'clock already. When this day is gone, doesn't come back, you don't get to do it again. So remember, if you waste a day, you wasted 24 hours of precious eternity. It's never coming back. Never in this world, okay? Don't forget that. And don't forget, like I said, we offer the products here, folks, who had for a long time. You know what they are. Call tomorrow if you want something, just let us know, please. All right, we want to talk to you. Now, I want to share some thoughts with you tonight. We're going to read some scripture in a little bit out of Ezekiel 38. Before I do that, though, I want to set a foundation to what I'll be talking about tonight and what we're seeing being fulfilled in Bible prophecy in some of the headlines that I'm going to share with you. First, I want to share two stories with you about two people I just talked to yesterday and today. Two people I just talked to yesterday and today. One of them was a young lady, 32 years old, with two beautiful children, and not a bad individual, really not bad. Talked to him about shacking up, fornicating with a young man, explained to the both of them that to live in fornication, and the Bible says that's a deadly sin. Well, neither one of them had heard about fornication. Neither of them knew what the Bible said. And that's nobody's fault but ours, folks. That's the church's fault. That's the pastor's fault because we haven't taught it for many years. But then I ask her a question. How would you like it if your little girl grew up to 17, 18 years old, decided to move in with a young boy, without being married? Now, this is the answer, and it really bothered me. As long as he would take care of her, I wouldn't mind. I had to go and explain to her what marriage is all about, what family is all about, and what marriage is, a commitment. I said, well, what if she moved in and he promised everything just to have pleasures, to be in with her, and leaves her after she's pregnant with his child? How would you feel then? With a marriage and a covenant contract, at least there's something that she can do about that. If it's just shacking up, there's nothing left there for her to do. They just take off and going. And she relayed to me that one of her sisters had been married, had not been married, had lived with four different guys who promised the same thing and had children with four different people. And she still hadn't learned a lesson. That's America today. Talk to gentleman today, he's probably 65 years old, thereabouts. Now, folks, that's not that far behind me, who has no idea that homosexuality and transgenderism and all these things are wrong. He said it didn't matter. It didn't matter to him. He didn't worry about his children. they could handle it, he said. Now, this is a generation just a few years behind me, with the attitude, I don't care, or I didn't know. What does it say about the foundation of this country? What does it say about the future of this nation? What does it say about the future of our children and grandchildren? What's that say about what's left of this society? Doesn't speak well of it, does it? Not even close. Now, I'm going to share a few headlines with you. Now, I'm going to get into the Bible study on Ezekiel 38, and I want you to listen to what's going to be said, because this is one of the most important messages I think you've ever heard. Not because I'm doing it. I'm nobody. I am nothing but a hillbilly preacher, and a very poor one at that, and probably a poorer servant of God than what anybody else is. But what I'm going to teach tonight, you probably never heard taught in any church, because we've been misled, misguided, mistaught about the nation we call Israel today. Now, let's listen to a few headlines. These are a few days old, but they'll do right now. Pride flag burned at L.A. Elementary School. Mob of 40 teens jumped Marines on California beach. Memorial Day beatdown. Vegas like war zone as massive fights unfold. Nine shot on Hollywood, Florida beach. Alabama highway sign hacked with white supremacist message. The revolt of Christian homeschoolers. Rise of Latino white supremacy. Yes, now, folks, Latinos, blacks, and Indians can now be white supremacists. Now, I'm sharing headlines, all right? DHS warns of heightened threat of attacks on churches and cops ahead of 2024 election. A heightened threat environment, including possible attacks against such institutions as churches and the police, as the 2024 election draws near. Just the News reports that the Memorial Day bulletin issued by DHS also warned of political violence that could be sparked by legislative or judicial decisions pertaining to socio-political issues. In other words, there's going to be a fight over morality. The sodomites, the transgenders, the lesbians, the baby murderers, all those that are on Satan's side are going to come after those who are standing for Christ. And they warn churches, get ready for violence. Why in the name of all that's holy do you think I tell you all over and over, buy a gun and learn how to use it to protect yourself and your family, even when you're in church? Am I trusting God, preacher? Good. Well, get rid of your spare tire. God can fix a flat. You don't need life insurance. God can take care of your family. What's a lack of faith? Sometimes I get to, anyway, let's move on. And we know what happened to come to school in Nashville, Tennessee, when that far left transgender pervert killed those three children and three adults and left behind some kind of resolution they won't share with the people. So DHS warns of heightened threats of attacks on churches, which means Christians. John Kerry declares war on U.S. farmers. Government farm confiscation is not off the table. Government farm confiscation is not off the table. I'm just sharing headlines to set the foundation. Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rose sentenced to 18 years in prison for January 6th Capitol attack. And if you know anything about that, there've been videos put out, actual videos of what happened in that Capitol. There was no Capitol attack. There was no insurrection. There were no guns in the group. But that doesn't matter, does it? See, in a police state, it doesn't matter. 11 signs that global conflict could soon spiral completely out of course, out of control. I'm not going to take time to go through all these. U.S. and Taiwanese officials reportedly have been talking about bringing Taiwan under the nuclear umbrella of the United States, which means what, folks? Russia just signed a deal to deploy tactical weapons to Belarus. The Russians have issued an arrest warrant for U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, and I say go get him. A senior Taliban commander is boasting that we will conquer Iran soon. We're seeing on targets, Israel has doubled the number of attacks on Iranian targets inside Syria. It goes on and on. Most Americans don't realize, but U.S. troops will be deployed in Peru. U.S. military base is building a brand new base in northern Syria. North Korea is claiming that the U.S. and South Korea have just conducted an invasion rehearsal. And it goes on from there. And now we have U.S. senators being given, due to security concerns, satellite phones from emergency communication. Bakhmut falls to Russia. Joe Biden escalates towards nuclear war while America burns. This is all being said right now, folks. We're getting ready to send F-16 fighters to Ukraine with a promise they won't take them inside Russia. You believe that, don't you? Of course they would never do that. And you know the president would never tell them, he would never give them to them if he didn't trust them, would they? So we are seeing a push now for nuclear war. Russia threatens to launch tactical nukes in response to Ukraine blitz on Moscow, has rattled Vlad Breaks silence. So Russia now threatens to launch tactical nukes. And now we have an institutional kitchens being warned have food stored for a 10-day disruption in supply chain. Now listen, folks. Institutions like hospitals, jails, and prisons were told casually 3 weeks ago they should probably have enough food on hand to get through a 10-day disruption of supply chains. Few thought much of the threat. Then today, they're being explicitly warned to make sure you have enough food to get through a 10-day supply chain. The warnings are coming down from vendors and now from government. It's not a suggestion anymore. It's a mandate. They're being told to do this. Make sure it's done. There's a NATO exercise being planned between June 12th to 24th. The biggest air maneuver in the history of the world between 25 countries that's going to have over 220 aircraft there, 10,000 participants in this so-called, practice drill, but 25 different air forces from 25 different nations are going to go to Germany to practice defending itself from Russia and Russian attack. That includes Belgium, Bulgaria, Croatia, Czech Republic, Denmark, Estonia, Finland, France, Germany, Hungary, Italy, Japan, Latvia, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Norway, Poland, Romania, Slovakia, Spain, Sweden, Turkey, United Kingdom, United States, and Greece. And we're hearing that they're being told that all the institutions are being told to stock up on food for at least 10 days. And starting the 12th, which, folks, is just exactly, well, it was a week. They start Monday. From 12th through 24th, the largest air maneuvers to organize in the world. And could it be that NATO is having another exercise to cover for a real attack? NATO is having an exercise whenever the pipeline, the Nord Stream pipeline, was bombed. NATO was having an exercise. Draw people's attention away from the fact that we bombed the Nord Stream pipeline. Now, I've got to ask you this before we move on. How many of y'all trust what our government tells us? How many of y'all really think that they're telling us the truth and up always in what's going on? That when the news, I don't care whether it be CBS, CNBC, ABC, or Fox, or any of the rest of them, how many trust them to tell us the truth? How many of y'all believe that Biden has told America the truth? Well, Biden can barely talk. But how many of y'all think he's done it? How many of y'all think that any of the officials in the office, especially from, we'll say from Congressman Ray on up the chain, so to speak, have always been truthful and straightforward with us? Are you seeing a derision, a division, a civil war starting in America? Are you seeing warfare being promulgated all over the world? And let me ask you this. Are you hearing about this in your church? Is your pastor teaching you the Bible concerning prophecy of this war? Is he teaching you the Bible and showing you what's coming on this land and this world? Now, folks, you say, well, that's negativism. We don't want to hear about it. We want to hear about the rapture. We want to hear about one saved, all saved. We want to hear about name it and claim it. That's why we're in this hell of a mess. Because that's what most Christians go to church for, to get their feelings warmed up so they can come back to church next week and drop a dollar bill in the collection plate. Because if a pastor says anything different, he'll lose that dollar bill, won't he? See, that's why we're in this mess. That's why our children are being taught in schools that being a pervert is okay. That they can be a cat and they can claim to be a Furby. And they'll have to get them a litter box in the hallway so they can go pee-pee in the litter box. And what are the parents doing? Sending the children to those schools and say, oh, I love my children so much, you are nothing but a cotton-picking, stinking liar. You're a liar. The truth's not in you. That's rough talk, preacher. Hallelujah! It's about stinking time somebody told you the truth behind the pulpit. You're not getting where you're going now. And very few of you are. Maybe some of y'all are. Hey, if your preacher's preaching to you what I'm preaching right now, you have that man call me. I want to shake his hand. I want to thank him for what he's doing. But I'll bet you that all the thousands of people in this program, all the thousands of them, not one of them will say, my pastor is teaching me this. Our pastor shows us by what's going on in the world. I bet you not one of you have one that does that. Unless you go to a church like maybe Chuck Baldwin's church in Montana. Maybe then. But no, it doesn't happen. Because what I'm saying now doesn't make people feel good. If we don't feel good, we don't want to go to church. We don't want to hear about what the Bible says is coming on this land. We don't want to hear about America and the Bible, but America is all through the Bible. Revelation 18 talks about the end of America. I know nobody wants to hear this. I don't care. We are in time Babylon. I can prove that scripturally and historically, or I wouldn't say it. Oh, I know that the whole church is Babylon, and I know Rome is Babylon. We model ourselves after Rome. You don't believe me? Look at the architecture in Rome and architecture in America. It's the same cotton-picking thing. That's why America, a book I've been offering here, for giving away for $10, it's a 400-some page book, we'll read, or 300-some page, a huge book, on exposing what's going on behind the scenes with the Roman Church, the Roman Catholic Church, exposing all these things. That's why D.C. was built on a land that was called Rome and owned by a guy named Pope. And I've got the book here to prove it. But nobody orders them anymore. $10 a piece, and it has to be at least a $35 book. But I got them a real good deal when the author passed away to clean his house out, and I bought a couple cases of them. You know, you think people snatch up in a heartbeat to find out who we are scripturally, but they're not going to do it. You say we want to blame, and we need we have people in this world. We can name names. We have Zionists who are not Jews, or if the Jews are Zionists and they're wicked, but we have Zionists both. We have Zionists in the Protestant churches too, who've been lied to about who Israel truly is, and it's not that fake nation in the Middle East. Not even close to it. We have Zionists who are wicked, evil, corrupt people that control a lot of the world's money, most of the world's money, and entertainment. We have the Roman Catholic Church who teaches a false doctrine, and the people that are being taught that may not know, but they're being taught a bunch of damnable lies and fake teachings and things to do to hope to be saved. The grace is not taught. The grace through faith is what redeems a person. They're taught they have to count the beads and do all the other things and all the oracles of the church to be saved. And the Pope is a speaker of Christ on earth. What a damnable lie to spread around the world. And people by the means believe it. But you see, we can't blame the Zionists or the Catholics by themselves, because the Protestant church today embraced both of them in a way. It's called evangelistic services. We're all right, nobody's wrong. It comes down to an ecumenical movement where we have to do what do to please each other. We can't hurt anybody's feelings. The Protestant churches are full of Zionists and compromise with every faith in the world. They won't call Christendom now for Muslim and Christian mixed together. So no, I can't throw rocks at the Zionists or the Catholics. I can throw rocks at the Protestant church also. So we didn't get in this mess that we'll share with you in a minute by doing what's right in any branch of this. None of us have done the right thing the way we should have. Not one so-called religious group has stood, or not, take it back. There may have been a few have stood, but very few have stood for the truth. There are over 33,000 Christian denominations, so-called Christian denominations. I'm sure they're all right, right? There's nothing. They're all teaching the absolute truth. If they're all teaching the absolute truth, then they would all be agreeing on the same thing. If they were all agreeing on the same thing, we wouldn't have 33,000 Christian faiths, would we? So-called Christian faiths. You see, we're warned in 2 Peter chapter 2 that in the last days there'll be heresies among the people. A heresy means false teachings, false religions, denominations. It means denominations, what it means. Literally, it means denominations. There were no Baptist, Methodist, Pentecost, or anybody else on the day of Pentecost. They were followers of Christ, of one mind, one accord. They didn't have doctrines of this and doctrines that, and they believed the word of God and lived by it. It didn't take long till they were diluted down to where they become all manner of evil organizations. But I'm going to read to you now a prophecy in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38. I know what I was taught all my life. I know what I believed for years because I never took time to examine the scriptures. And I tell you now, don't you take my word for this. You look for yourself as the Bereans did. They went to the word to find out if Paul was preaching the truth. They were more noble than most people. You check out what I'm saying. Do that. Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 1, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against them, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. These are talking about regions of Russia, folks, the nation we call Russia today. All right? That's what it's talking about. And I will turn thee back and put it hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. He said, I'm going to cause you to do what I want you to do. I'm going to put a hook in your mouth. I'm going to pull you into warfare, Russia, the nation of Russia, and all those with them. And I'm going to read some more names to you, men who's going to be with them. I'm going to pull you back. I'm going to make you attack a certain people. I'm going to use you to judge a nation we call Israel. Now, this is in your Bible. Read it for yourself. I'm not making it up. He said, Persia, which is Iran, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all them with shield and helmet. I do believe a man by the name of Dimitri Dubin told us one time, 25, 30 years ago, that if America didn't repent, she would go to civil war. And folks, it's here. It's already started. It's already started. Maybe not on a large scale, but it's already started. When they break out among fighting among themselves, which has already started, well, they're going to be attacked from the south by Russia and other nations. Well, I just named some right here. These are biblical facts, folks. And Russia and China are made. Russia and China have already come to agreement. China says they want the lower 48. Russia wants Canada and Alaska. Oh, that's their agreement. You see, that America, NATO, and other nations decided many years ago they're going to split Russia up into 41 countries. That's what they said. So Russia is literally fighting for existence right now. This war with Ukraine is nothing but a war trying to get the European Union and United States versus Russia right now. All these nations that come together starting next Monday in Germany are sending supplies to Ukraine to fight Russia. And probably, truth be known, like America, they probably have troops on the ground in Ukraine already. We do. It's been confirmed already. I think that may be the hook that's being put in the mouth of Gog and Magog and Tubal and all, which is Russia, to pull them into a war with the nation the Bible calls Israel. Let that sink in. Could this be the bait that God's using to put a hook in these nations' mouth to pull them into battle against this nation we call Israel? It says, Gomer and all the bands, the house of Torgamah of the north quarters, and all his bands, and many people with thee. Be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. Folks, this is the assemblage of nations to come to war against a people that once followed God, that once had his name written into their civil authorities and governments and schools, that once honored him, maybe not never perfectly, but enough that they had a moral code built on his laws against murder and rape and sexual perversion and thievery. At one time, those laws were expected to be upheld, and they were upheld to at least a certain extent. But this nation turned its back on God and become a den of iniquity, a source of every corrupt, foul spirit in the world, Revelation 18. Back at the break. I'm going to talk about it. Had Tom take a phone call. If not, well, we'll just keep on going and see what happens. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green, with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing.
All righty, folks, we're back. We'll continue with this Bible study on prophecy. And I'm telling you the prophecy of America right now. Now listen to what it says. Let's move on to verse 8 of Ezekiel 38. And after many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come unto the land that is brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of many people. Pay attention, folks. A land that's gathered out of many peoples, many, many nations. No nation in the world fits that other than the good old United States. We have been called the melting pot for years. America is a land of many peoples. Not England. Not Mexico, not Russia even, America. Now listen to this. Against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. This land one time was called a wasteland. Nobody lived here. It was a wilderness. And God brought people out of all the nations, folks, all over the world, most Europeans, obviously. We were settled a white European culture by Christians. I'm not ashamed of that. We were celebrating white European Christians. Caucasians. And nations come over from all over Europe to come to America. A wilderness. It was barren. There was nothing there as far as any kind of civilization. And they shall dwell safely, all of them. They come. What other nation in the world has ever had the long-lasting peace, except for the war between the states, has the nation that nation faced anything, the mountain thing, on this nation's continent? How many times, folks, have we been attacked internally by any foreign powers? Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. Pay attention, folks. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. God will place things in these people's minds, and they will have evil thoughts. And thou shalt say, I will go up into the land of one unwalled villages. That is not the Israel in the Middle East. That nation has been walled ever since existence, fenced and walled. It's not Israel that we call Israel today. That's a hoax. It's a sham. It's not real. And they're not God's people as a whole. No, folks, even Jews are not God's people now. They don't believe the Bible. They're not born again. Now look at this. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to get to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates. That is the United States of America. We don't have walls and gates. We have dwelt safely for so long, we are spoiled, lazy, worthless people as a whole. We let them slaughter about 100 million babies. We're letting them sodomize our children and pervert our children and destroy our country economically. We're letting them bring in illegals by the millions. Even foreign troops from Germany that are to come in as civilians. 500,000 military-age men in America right now. A neighbor I talked to that didn't see anything wrong with sodomy and lesbianism also didn't believe that was true. Folks, I'm telling you the truth. You know I am. So you're going to come to take a spoil and to take a prey, P-R-E-Y, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods and that dwell in the midst of the land. Listen, people, it's not talking about Israel of the Middle East. It's talking about America today. They'll come to take a spoil. America's wealth has already been robbed from us, folks, by many ways, in treaties and covenants with other nations, shipping overseas. That we made the nations rich. Revelation 18 talks about that. We made the nations rich. And the nations that will go by and the merchants and the rich men will wipe their heads because in 1 hour, all of our riches come to naught. To come and take to spoil and take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of those nations, which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish, with all the young lions thereof, shall say unto thee, Art thou come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered thy company to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, take away the cattle and goods, to take a great spoil? Look up, folks, who Tarshish is, and Sheba, and the young lions. Check it out who they are. I'm not going to get there. I don't have time to get into that. Check out who they are. You might be surprised. You might be very surprised to know who these people are. You might be shocked enough to pay attention to some things that have been told you. And find out maybe this old hillbilly preacher is not as dumb as people think they are, as I am. Maybe I'm not as dumb as they think I am. Maybe I've tried to explain some things to you over many years in a roundabout way because I don't have time to get it in detail, but then I ain't going into more detail. I'm telling you that we're talking about the United States here. And that Russia is going to be baited into attacking us along with other nations that are going to put in line with Russia to bring down this country. And, folks, it's going to happen. And I think it's very close to happening right now. Let's move on. Ezekiel writing for today, and I'm sharing his words today to this country. Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say unto Gog, Thus saith the Lord God, In that day when my people of Israel dwell of safety, thou shalt not know it? And thou shalt come from thy place out of the north parts, thou and many people with thee, all of them riding upon horses, a great company and a mighty army. And thou shalt come up against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days, and I will bring thee against my land, that the heathen may know when I shall be glorified, sanctified in thee, O Gog, before their eyes. A land of unwalled cities. A land formed out of the wilderness with many nations. A land that's rich in gold and silver. That's gotten cattle and many goods in the land. A land that had become lazy, apathetic, careless, disobedient to God. A land that become so spoiled, so full of themselves in pride, so foolish to deny there's a God that's in charge, so damnably disobedient to the word of God that they will fly in the face of everything that's holy, not only holy, but every moral concept given in the word of God, and in nature itself they'll fly against. They will teach everything contrary, not only to God's word, but to creation itself. Everything contrary to creation itself, folks. What can be more contrary than teaching children they're more than two sexes? Nature itself teaches a male and female. Yeah, and some certain animals, some small animals, they're both in the same body, but they're still male and female. I read something the other day I thought was interesting. There were 8 billion people in this world. How many of them were born from a man? Huh, good question, huh? And how many of those women who had those children had them without a man? Male and female created he them. But in America today, the pride and arrogance and the ignorance and the outright disobedience and pure putrid evil are dishonoring the laws of God and nature itself. And we really think that we're going to sit back and God's going to do nothing about this? We have become so arrogant, so unbelievably corrupt in our minds and hearts. Our hearts become darkened to the truth. We no longer see truth. You know, we think we walk in light. We're walking in gross darkness, folks. We think we're walking in light. We're walking in gross darkness. And that darkness gets greater with every passing generation. You know, Ezekiel 33 talked about a watchman being set up on the wall. Ezekiel was one of them. And I'm one of them too. Maybe you are too. I am doing my best to cry aloud and spare not. And I'm doing my best to warn the people that the sword is coming upon the land. It's coming up on the coast. I'm doing my best to get the people to hear the sound of my voice in the trumpet and warning them as best I can, this sword's coming. Prepare yourselves. See, because if I don't, the blood's on my hands, and I do not want your blood on my hands. You have been warned countless times through this broadcast and others. If you perish because of your own stupidity, ignorance, or apathy, the blood's on your hands, but it's not required on my hands. This is what people want to hear. I know it isn't. But I'm telling the truth because I care. Folks, I had, by the grace of God and by His grace only, I'm here on the radio. This is not a payday for me. I don't have a big church. I don't have a coliseum full of people. I'm not complaining. I'm just telling the truth. I don't have a jet airplane. I don't have an airplane at all. Always wanted a small one. Always want to learn how to fly. I can't afford the license. I'm not complaining about that either. I'm just telling the truth. I'm not in this for the money or the prestige. I don't like, if I could do this without my name being attached, I'd be happy to do that. Because I don't want anybody to think, well, the Butch Paul is a good man. Hey, I'm just a man. Don't think good of me is Jesus Christ. I'm just a man. Thanks to folks out there like you all that support us, I can do this. I can reach out to people. But the masses don't want to hear this. The churches would kick me out if I preached this in most churches because they're sold out to Zionism. But talk about the Catholic faith, that the Methodist has embraced the Catholic faith, and so have others. The Lutheran Church has. Many other churches have embraced a Catholic religion. Maybe not all of it, per se, but they've embraced it and practiced the same things they practice. But you see, if I preach in these churches, they would tell me never to come back in. I've been told that before. Wouldn't be anything new. But I'm preaching the Bible to you. I'm telling you the truth. I've said unto the people of God, I've said unto you, that if you die now after you've been warned, the blood is no longer on my hands, you've been told. Revelation 18 foretells the destiny of America. I don't particularly like to have preachers kind of messages, folks, but I am not the one in charge of what I bring to you in the message. I'm merely a servant. That's all that I am. But I'm trying to tell you from the bottom of my heart, with everything in me, as best I can muster the strength in God and the Word of God to tell you the truth as plain as I know how. Folks, I don't know a lot of big words to talk. I don't have the education to speak with words that people don't understand. I don't want to. I got through the 12th grade, and that's as far as I got. I never went to a seminary. And I never went to any kind of educational camp to get my license to preach. I don't want a preaching license. God called me to preach. Man cannot give me a license to preach. I'm called to preach by God. I don't want their license. I turned my license to Free Will Baptist preacher many, many years ago. I don't want their license. I don't do state marriages. I don't want their licenses. A license is to do something which otherwise would be illegal. I've been called to preach. I don't need man's law to okay it or permission to do so. I'm not ashamed of the fact that I'm just who I am. The books are written in the same kind of language I preach in, down to earth, plain old English. Written a few books, and very few of them sell anymore. Very few of them. I wonder sometimes, God, why'd you have me put the hours in to write these books? Hours, folks. Hours, months, years. He'll give me to write these things. And I like to think there's some good, solid biblical teaching and historical facts in those books to prove what I'm saying right now. But the masses don't buy them. They don't want to hear this. This isn't something that tickles their ear, and I know that. We're living in a time, folks, of great confusion and great evil simply because the people that call themselves God's people are walking in gross darkness and don't even know it. The book of Isaiah said that the priests fed the people vomit. They didn't even know it. False doctrine, false teachings. People thought it was good food. They're feeding the church in America today vomit. It smells good. It must taste good. It's like eating cotton candy. It sure does taste good, but you starve to death eating it. I call cotton candy preaching. All fluff and no substance. Tonight you get a little bit of milk, a little bit of meat, both mixed together. Maybe you're not grown enough in Christ to digest it. Maybe you could eat a little bit of milk. I hope you got some milk. I hope you get something out of it, whether it's milk or meat or both. I have told you the truth from God's word. I share with you the facts happening in this country to prove where we are in time. America is done. It's over. Stick a fork in her. She's finished. You can vote all you want to, forever you want to, folks. Your vote is no longer counts, and that's exactly the facts, whether you like it or not. You think the way who you voted for? Do you honestly think that Biden beat Trump? And I'm not a Trump fan either. Believe me, I didn't vote for Trump either. But you know the election was stolen. We know that Obama stole it. So you can rant and rave, and I'm not saying on a local level maybe you shouldn't find somebody that's good to stand with him and maybe make a difference. But folks, I'm telling you now, politics will not fix our problem. Politicians will not fix our problem. Man's programs will not fix our problems. Man's ideas and gifts and our handouts will not fix this nation's problems. Only God can fix a problem, but he will not do it till we repent. And the nation is not repenting. The church is not even repenting because the church is so ignorant of God's word, they don't know to repent. I just told you a whole mouthful there. Some of y'all probably are mad at me. That's okay. Other people been mad at me before. I am going to try to squeeze in a phone call or two. If you want to call right now, you got about another 8-9 minutes left. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Because they don't have a guest tonight, and I'm the speaker. If you called earlier this week, that's fine. You can call back if you want to. Without this tonight, no guest, not anything. We're talking about with a guest. This is me preaching. If you have comments on the sermon, anything you want to add to it, you call 844-769-2944. And I realized tonight that what I preach is going to scare some people. They're probably going to talk to me again because they don't want your name on the list. I want my name on the list. It's called the Lamb's Book of Life. I don't give a hoot in hell about the rest of the list. I want my name on that book. And after that, I don't care what they do with my name. You can blame if you want to. You can laugh if you want to. You can think, well, that's terrible. The preacher's cussing. No, I'm not cussing. I'm telling you the truth. I don't give a hoot what they think about me. And put my name on one of their lists. My name's been on a list a long time. I've been called before the FBI 3 times, before a federal grand jury once already. I don't care. They don't scare me. Because nothing's going to happen to me that my Father doesn't allow for a purpose. According to His word, it's my good, and I'm not ashamed of that. You've heard the unvarnished, plain truth of some prophecy tonight. Now you're going to sit on it and do nothing with it? You're going to share it with your friends and family. A copy of this program is yours for $10.50. I mean, I like giving away, folks, but I got to pay Phil for making them. He's got to pay for the CDs. We got to pay for postage. It's not free. I'm sorry. Nothing's free. If you have enough guts to share this message, anybody you want to, you feel free to do so. And I'm going to get back to Bible study again sometime soon, hopefully. I'll teach it there in some more detail. But, folks, we live in a land so full of hatred and evil and confusion and chaos that people have to start carrying guns to church to worship. You know, well, they shouldn't do that. I don't know why Nehemiah carried them, rebuilding the city. That weapons were stored in the temple of God, folks. Read it for yourself. That's where they stored the weapons. The high priests were armed. This is all true. I'm telling you the truth. All right, let's go talk to Dino. No, I'm sorry. Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, come on in.
Butch.
Yes, sir.
You're a great watchman. You're doing a great work. You're a unique man, unique pastor. I appreciate you.
Well, thank
and
you.
And I agree with you. We're going to get hit, and I think China's going to get involved in it, too. We're taking
them
off.
They are.
Taiwan. I think Israel is going to get hit, too, because I believe there's a big war coming in the Middle East. Can I share a few articles from Depto File?
Sure.
Israel notches up preparation for hitting Iran's nuclear sites. What do you think is going to happen? And I think this could happen before the year's out. When Israel bombs Iran, it's going to start a great war in the Middle East. And
well, you see, America has supported this. America has supported this guy in the state. So the world hates us for that.
And they have the Hezbollah in Lebanon. They're a terrorist group, proxy group. They have 150,000 rockets sent to them by Iran. And Iran just unveiled a new hypersonic missile called the Fatah that's capable of striking Israel within 400 seconds.
Yep.
And you're gonna see gasoline and oil go through the roof once this war gets started. And this could bring Russia and China and everybody into it, but I hope it don't. But I think Israel's going to get hit, too. There's going to be major war breakout in the Middle East very, very shortly.
Well, and then when it breaks out there, it's going to spread to us very quickly. Because right now, I think God's putting a hook in Russia's mouth right now to attack his country. You know it's coming. I got to jump, Bruce. Got more call, but thanks for calling. All appreciate it. Thanks for being there. Let's go to Dino, Wisconsin. Dino, come on in.
Yeah, Butch, what you have just been saying for the last hour is all been predicted, brother.
Yes.
It's all coming to pass. And judgment starts in the house of God. I believe that's in 2 Peter or 1 Peter, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I think that's where it is. And,
yes.
And you know, the nations mentioned in Daniel and Revelation. Mm-hmm. One other book is the United Kingdom, Germany, Russia, China, United States.
Yep.
Israel. And then in Daniel, the U.S. is the diverse nation.
Yes, we are.
And you know, brother, the family that really did a lot of damage to this country was, let's see, there was about 3 or 4 brothers and 2 sisters, right?
Yeah, but, oh, yeah, yeah. That's one of the families. Right. There's been many more. The Rothschilds, the Morgans, the Rockefellers, they all were tied together in this. We know that.
Yeah, and there was 8 or 9 people in the Kennedy family, and looking more, and 6 of them all died violently. Yep,
that's very true.
Sure.
Dino, I hate to rush you, but I got to go to another call. We're in that time. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Good call, Dino. God bless you, brother. Let's go to Chris, Kentucky. Chris, come on in.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
There. Okay,
yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, you got a good connection. Yeah, you're absolutely right about this. We are in some times because if we don't, are you still with Numana Foods? You better get some storable foods, because if the internet and everything goes down, you better learn how to be self-sufficient. You better know how to chop wood, cook your own food, and be self-sufficient, get solar panels, whatever the case may be, because your three callers are absolutely right. We got a high percentage of the people in this nation do not know how to be self-sufficient. They're going to go into a panic. It's going to be like a road warrior society if we do not take a step. And number two is report I got out of Pennsylvania real quick. I know you're short on time, but a pastor was preaching against the sodomites up in Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
and
I saw
three
that.
Officers arrested him and took
yes,
him
I
in.
Saw that.
This is what's coming. Where's the preachers going to take a stand to this? I'm not putting my hands up on this. My grandmother fled the Weimar Republic in Austria, and this is where it is. We've got it again. This is what Pastor Pulaski went through. This is coming to the U.S., Pastor Butch. If we
it's
don't take a
started.
Stand, where are the men
it's
in this country?
It's already started. It's already started. Dino, or Chris, thanks, Carl. Appreciate it. Thank you so much, my friend. Thank you. And folks, done with the last minute and a half here. Nobody's called. I'm going to say this. I'll be in office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Any question you may have, you call me. If you're a little busy, I may have to call you back, but I'll call you back. You can call me anytime during the week and tell Lisa to find me. She will, and I'll call you back. I promise. Our number in office tomorrow, if you don't have long distance, is 800-777-4403. If we're blessing, you want to buy a product to help stay on the air, please do so. If not, just call and talk to us. You don't have to buy anything and talk to me. I want to talk to you. If you have long distance, you can call us on a toll line and save us money at 304-846-4448. We're here in office tomorrow to talk to you. I'm not untouchable by any means. I want to hear from you. I want to, if I can, bless you and encourage you. This message, that was a hard message, folks. But what should we do? Just ignore it and think it isn't real? It's in the Bible. I mean, Ezekiel had to warn us about this thousands of years ago. Do you think it's important enough to repeat today? By the grace of God, folks, I'll see you tomorrow in the office. Have a good night.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.